The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Live from Beverly Hills, California, please welcome the President and the CEO of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, Janet Yang and Bill Kramer.
Good morning.
Funky.
And thank you for joining us for the 97th Oscars nominations announcement. On behalf of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, I want to welcome you and extend our deepest sympathies to everyone impacted by the fires here in Southern California.
This has certainly been a difficult time for Los Angeles, where many members of our film community, industry, work, and live. But the last several weeks have proven what we already know to be true. Our film industry and Los Angeles are resilient. And for almost a century, the Oscars have brought us together to unite and celebrate our global film community.
During this year's ceremony, we will honor the talented filmmakers nominated today, pay tribute to our brave first responders, and celebrate the enduring spirit of Los Angeles and the film industry.
Some words spoken at the launch of the Oscars today, or the revelation of the shortlist, the Oscar nominees. Disappointment, though, from an Irish point of view. Kneecap, it had been hoped, might be nominated for Best International Feature Film and Best Original Song, lost out in both regards. Good news, though, for The Apprentice, the Donald Trump biopic, Irish produced. Henry McKean is here to tell us more.
Kieran, yeah, you're right. A bit of disappointment for Kneecap. There was high hopes. We really, really thought they were going to do well. And you could hear the emotion there in the Oscar nominations about the LA fires. Remember, LA is still burning. And we should all take a moment to all those people, including a lot of Hollywood workers who've lost their homes, and some are really still struggling. But on a more positive note, yes, Irish production company Tailored Films, they've got two Oscar nominations, Best Actor Sebastian Stan and Best Supporting Actor Jeremy Strong. I went along to the Screen Ireland special event and they looked at the slate of productions into 2025, how the Irish film industry is looking. It's looking in a great way. And we actually watched the screening of those nominations at City Hall in Dublin, live. Here is Tailored Films with two nominations for The Apprentice.
I'm Ruth Tracy. I'm one of the producers on The Apprentice, and I just feel shocked and delighted and thrilled for the actors and the whole team behind The Apprentice.
Julianne Ford, also producer on The Apprentice. We're absolutely delighted with the nominations for Sebastian Stan and Jeremy Strong today. This is building on the IFTA nominations and BAFTA nominations for the film, so it's just really, this is a great moment for the film.
Congratulations, and you know, you're representing Ireland Inc. or the Irish film industry. Hope that's okay to
yeah.
say. How would you feel? I mean, big crowd here in City Hall to celebrate and watch the nominations. You must be delighted.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had no expectations coming into it, because The Apprentice has always seemed a little bit on the periphery of the predictions, so we didn't want to hope too much. But yeah, to actually get the two, you know, really large acting nominations that, you know, people weren't expecting, and while Donald Trump is president as well, it's just incredible. And to represent Ireland, because it is an Irish co-production with Canada and Denmark, it's amazing.
Unbelievable. And to think the Academy, obviously LA, are still dealing with fires. There's more fires today, and they delayed these nominations. They were supposed to happen last week. The fact that you managed to get through all that, and the Donald Trump.
I'm not sure if it helped, actually, but I think, you know, for a long time while this film was trying to be released, there was a kind of self-imposed censorship within Hollywood. People were afraid to talk about the film. People didn't want to be openly supportive of it. Sebastian Stan found it really difficult to find someone to do Actors on Actors with.
And it was difficult, wasn't it,
to
get it released?
Oh, hugely, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, there was legal blocks at every turn, essentially. You know, as soon as we screened it in Cannes, we received a cease and desist from Trump's office, and then some of the financiers that were involved in the project originally decided that they wanted to block the release because they had links to the Trump campaign also. So we had to kind of go a completely circuitous way to get it released. But we're thrilled it was released when it was, because we feel it would have been even more difficult to try and release it in the current climate in America.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, I just wanted to add that The Apprentice is an Irish, Danish, Canadian co-production. And as Irish producers on the project, we are really proud. And Screen Ireland have been so supportive. This film. There's so many great Irish actors, Irish crew that really helped make this film. So it's a real moment for Ireland to be proud of The Apprentice.
All right. Huge pride there, Henry. Kneecap, though, how are they doing after failing to get the nod?
They've done so well. There is a lot of disappointment. There's no point in saying otherwise. There really is. And they had a real, real chance. On X, Kneecap have said, F-U-C-K. Well, they actually said it, you know, the full word. The Oscars, Free Palestine. That's all they said. I did have a chat with Simone Kirby, who plays Dolores in the movie. She was disappointed, but putting on a brave face.
Hi, I'm Simone Kirby.
Simone, for you, starring in so many movies right now, including Kneecap, we're here at the Screen Ireland event. Irish film is in a great, great place right now, isn't it?
Yeah, but looking at, like, because I lived in the UK for a long time, lived in London, and I don't think that the industry there has bounced back from the strikes in the way that the Irish industry has. I think it's in a really good place, and I think a lot of the films that are being made internationally are really successful, so it's fantastic.
So things are looking good, and we've got the BAFTAs to look forward to in the coming weeks. Are you excited by that?
Yeah, very excited. 6 nominations is incredible. I never expected that, so we're all really delighted by that.
When I say that Irish cinema is worth €1 billion, hiring 16,000 people, how does that make you feel? And the fact that you're a part of that success?
Yeah, amazing. I should be asking for higher fees, I think, now hearing that. That's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah, for such a small country.
All right, it is brilliant. And I often give the example of John Kelleher, former film censor, yes, great friend of us here. He made a movie, Eat the Peach, back in the 80s. And it was the only movie made in Ireland in the entire year. The only production. And so it's so different now. So what are Screen Ireland saying about Kneecap missing out? Or just the general state of Irish cinema?
And there's so much positivity. There's so much positivity about the whole thing, about the whole of the Oscars. And, you know, just to mention, you know, a few of them, other people that were snubbed as well. Nicole Kidman was snubbed for Baby Girl. And Denzel Washington was also snubbed for Gladiator 2. And it's so competitive. It's so difficult to actually do quite well. But here is Ray Harmon, chair of Screen Ireland.
I'm just so impressed with Kneecap and the short films and The Apprentice. They've all come incredibly far. They've all achieved way more than they probably had expected when they set out. It's still an amazing achievement to have got this far, you know. So I'm delighted for them. I'm really proud of them. And I think they've done really well.
And Kneecap were right up there. They were right up there. And there's the BAFTAs still to look forward to.
They were just skin of their teeth. They just barely lost out. It was so close. But still, as I said, like, it's just they're doing really well with all the other awards around the world. So, they have an awful lot to be proud of.
Irish film worth €1 billion,
it's incredible, isn't
it? And 16,000 people hired. I mean, you must be proud of that.
Yeah, it's amazing. To be honest, I can see it. I work as my day job is as a film and TV composer, so I can see it on the ground every day. The amount of employment, the amount of work coming through the country, the amount of work generated by independent Irish producers, writers. It's an incredibly creative and productive time for film in general and TV and short films and animation. It's a really robust industry, and you can feel a really strong confidence in the industry. Screen Ireland, our job there is to support them. Financially and in any way that we can, and listen to them and provide that support, that springboard for these young filmmakers going forward in time.
All right, so that is the situation, the industry there in Ireland at the moment, according to Ray Harmon. Henry McKean, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.